extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
This morning, we are chatting with Matsua Murupainga, who is the chef at Peachy, fantastic pasta restaurant in St. Kevin's Arcade, and also hot dog nerd at Sonora. Kia ora, Matsua. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rachel. Thanks for the invite.
Hey, it's great to have you on here. Now, Peachy is, I think, probably everybody knows about Peachy now because you kind of came onto the scene pretty hot in the last couple of years. But for anyone who's maybe not familiar, what's the deal with Peachy? And also, we'll talk about Sonora in a minute as well, but let's talk pasta first.
Yeah, cool. So Peachy is a pasta restaurant, and natural wine restaurant on Karangahape Road in Tāmaki Makaurau. So we're open sort of Tuesday to Sundays. Serving freshly extruded pasta that we make every day.
Yum.
Sourdough breads and some really nice natural wines, mostly from New Zealand, but also Italy as well.
Mean. I have to say, you guys got me through lockdown with your Peachy at home like recipes that you popped up on Instagram, which was really good. I've never been much of a pasta maker myself, but I have had flatmates who've been really into it in the past. And when they moved out, I was like, there's a hole in my life for homemade pasta. So I found that the Peachy at home recipes were actually pretty easy to follow. Definitely not as good as going in and getting it at Peachy, but it was a nice stopgap for that lockdown time. But tell us a wee bit about Sonora, which is your sort of hot dog baby project.
I guess at the sort of start of this most recent COVID outbreak, when we were still in level 4 in Auckland, I had a lot of time for hot dogs, basically. Around the same time, I think the NBA playoffs started as well, and there's kind of a big hot dog culture when back in the States, and I just kind of got really obsessed with them, and we're eating them most days, and after a few weeks...
Oh, we might have just lost Matua for a second there. Hopefully he'll pop back. Otherwise we will grab a track and give him a call on the phone. Oh, hello. I think we've got you there.
Sorry.
That's all right. We've got you.
That's all.
We were talking about the NBA. We were talking about hot dogs and lockdown.
Yeah, so I've watched a lot of NBA and eaten a lot of hot dogs in the last few months, basically. And one of my close friends who has a sandwich shop in the city called Hero.
Yum.
He suggested I make some hot dogs, basically, and do some pop-ups around the city. Where I've been able to, I've kind of done a few pop-ups selling hot dogs, both at Peachy and like sort of a few parties around Auckland. And I think that's something that as we sort of open back up, I guess, post this most recent outbreak, that it might be something that I pursue further.
It's one of those things where I think when you get a good hot dog, it's like a spiritual experience. It takes you outside of yourself, because I think people, it's a much maligned food group, you know? It's the kind of thing that sometimes is made so badly it tastes like cardboard, but when it's done well, it's literally, it's game-changing. Tell us a wee bit about what makes a good hot dog for you, Matua. What goes into like a perfect Sonora hot dog?
I think a hot dog is just like the kind of perfect vessel for sort of anything, really. Like, you can have like your standard sort of frank with kind of processed meats, or you can kind of have like a gourmet, you know, sort of dry age sausage or something like that.
Flash.
But I think with the hot dog, the sort of the possibilities and sort of flavor combos are just endless, you know, with, because I think a good hot dog, it's all about the sort of the condiments and toppings. And I think, like, as long as the bun's really good and is toasted with butter.
Yes, crucial. Very crucial.
I think you're onto a winner after that. Basically, anything you kind of put in the middle. I mean, I've actually put some carrot dogs in some hot dogs for a pop-up, which has been quite successful. Every time we've kind of sold them, they've sold out in the first couple of hours before all the rest of the sort of meat ones. And
so is a carrot dog kind of what it says, like a carrot that's been sort of turned into a hot dog? How do you make it not just be like a carrot in some bread?
So the carrot dog that I've done with our Sonora pop-ups, we've taken like whole carrots basically, and pickled them for about a week, and then the sort of night before we've sold them, we kind of half roast them at a kind of high heat, so you get a bit of that sort of smokiness come through.
Yeah.
And I mean, without sort of giving away the whole recipe.
Oh yeah, you got to keep your trade secrets to yourself. Oh no, we might have lost Matua right at the internet knew that we were about to give away some secrets. There we go.
Sorry,
we're back again.
That.
That's all good. We were talking about smoky hot dogs, but not giving away too many secrets.
Yeah, it was good timing then, because I think I was about to leak the recipe.
Yeah, the secret sauce.
No, but funny thing about the carrot dog, I initially, the idea of doing a carrot dog was given to me by my girlfriend, and I actually laughed at the idea and thought it was dumb, to be honest.
And now she's proved you wrong.
She has, definitely, I think. They're a winner, and we'll continue to do them, and hopefully maybe in the future might be something that we look to sort of sell in some form.
Yum.
Outside of pop-ups, yeah.
That sounds great. I would love to, after being at a gig at, you know, Whammy or something on a Friday night, be able to come out from under the ground and have a carrot dog. That would be, I think, a very good thing to have a chow down on a Friday or a Saturday. I did want to ask before we let you go, Matua, about pasta again. What's your favourite thing currently on the menu at Peachy? What's your favourite thing to make?
That's a tricky one, actually, because I've been on a sort of month-long break from working at Peachy, down south, learning how to make wine, basically. But I think I'm assuming the Peachy Cacio e Pepe is still on the menu.
A classic.
That's always a classic. But also, I think one of my favourites would probably be the mushroom pasta that we do with bucatini and sort of lots of cheese and a few other things.
Anything with lots of cheese, bit of carbohydrates is already off to a very strong start there. Matua, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning about hot dogs and pasta, two of the best food groups, I think, out there. Enjoy the rest of your time in the South Island and on making wine and also travelling around. And we'll see you back up in Tamaki Makaurau soon.
Cool, yes, I'll be back this weekend. Just want to give a quick shout out. I got a few mates playing at sort of events around Record Store Day back in Auckland this weekend.
Mean.
Should probably check out Uni Bao at Flying Out. I think they're playing 12:30. And also my friend Cam from Baby G Burgers. He's going to be smashing patties like he does at Real Groovy. That afternoon, I'm not too sure what time they're starting, but yeah, go and check them out. Should be me.
Awesome. Some good music and some good kai this weekend. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic rest of your day, Matua. We'll see you later.
Awesome. Thank you. See you later.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.